Chapter 2. The Lost Years of Jesus. Can you imagine how frightening it must have been for Jesus at the age of 14 or 15 years old to leave his home and go out to explore the world? Frightening and exhilarating in that he could now expand his horizons beyond the towns of Nazareth and Bethlehem and the city of Jerusalem. No longer would he be mired in the everyday boredom of a small town such as Nazareth, doing work that he knew was not for him in his father's furniture business. He was off on a great adventure and knew inside he had to learn and gather as much information as possible from the many cultures and people that he would meet along the way. Before we get into the actual travels of Jesus, though, let's discuss something that really has not been discussed by theologians or scholars regarding Christ. That is, the whole premise of his having psychic abilities. Don't you find it interesting that no one in the world of academia or theology has really brought up this idea? Whether it is because they feel they will be ridiculed by their colleagues, or whether in the case of theologians they will be deemed heretics, it really doesn't matter. The fact is that no one has ever really addressed it, and just common sense makes it blatantly clear that Christ had to have some, if not many, psychic abilities or talents. Since I myself am psychic, perhaps I can recognize the outward appearances of psychic ability more than most. It's perfectly clear to me that Christ manifested psychic powers. Maybe scholars and theologians either don't recognize these manifestations of psychic abilities or are afraid to make any conclusions about them and therefore never bring them up in their studies. But the fact remains that there is overwhelming evidence that he had psychic ability in the writings about Jesus. First of all, the actions of Christ in his life would indicate emphatically that he had to have some sort of communication with God. Francine says that he was clairaudient and was able to hear and speak with God directly, and that God first contacted him when he was 4 years old. Now, skeptics out there might say something to the effect that, here we go again, and if Christ heard a voice, he was probably schizophrenic. It is interesting that scholars and theologians have no problem with the seemingly endless parade of prophets who bring the word of God throughout the Old Testament. These prophets are even quoted extensively in the New Testament Gospels like Matthew. Do we question how these prophets got their information from God? No, we do not. We just accept these prophets as part of history and assume their information came from God. Now, just what constitutes a prophet? A prophet is a person who foretells future events or gives messages from a divinity. In modern-day terminology, he or she would be a clairvoyant, a psychic, a medium, or clairaudient. Soothsayers, seers, and oracles would all come under the mantle of being prophets because they foretold future events. Religious figures such as Buddha or Muhammad would also be called prophets, for they brought messages from a higher power or divinity. To call Jesus Christ a prophet would not be wrong, for he foretold future events, such as his passion. But in reality, he was more of a psychic and teacher. He healed many with his psychic abilities of healing by the laying on of hands, and his miracles of healing are told in many areas of the New Testament. We also know that he was clairaudient, not only by his actions, but we also know of his conversation with God in the Garden of Gethsemane, in which he asked God to lift the burden of his passion. God must have replied because Christ said, "Thy will be done." So far, we have Christ manifesting at least three different psychic abilities: clairvoyance, for seeing the future, healing, and clairaudience, hearing God. We also hear of Christ walking on water, calming the sea in a storm, making a few fishes and pieces of bread into many, congregating fish for nets, making wine from water, raising the dead, and a multitude of other miracles. There are certainly some physical psychic abilities working here, where he can evidently manipulate the physical attributes of nature and the molecular structure of matter. If, as the Bible says, these miracles attributed to Jesus took place, then we have a being who not only manifested psychic abilities like no other in history, but one who would seem to be empowered by our divine creator to help him in his mission. The only problem that we seem to have here doesn't come from Jesus, but from the works and manipulations of man, because, as we have already seen, can we trust the accounts of the Bible?